feel in my spirit today that our lives will never be the same. I don't want just a temporary or just a going through the motions for our worship. I need God to do something for me today. Anybody real over here today? Anybody real to say, God, if you don't do it, it ain't gonna be done? Anybody been on the verge of it and smoking and you need God? He has power. Did anybody ever question whether he has power? I'm going to see that. Are we ready to intercede today? Come on, are we ready to intercede with him, God? Anybody believe in God to touch somebody's body today?
Yes.
Anybody believing that depression will be no more today?
Yes.
Anybody believe in God for some blood issues to dry up today?
Yes.
Y'all better walk with me up in here today. Anybody believe in God just to leave encouraged today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, I want every lady right now to just get in your mind a time of concentration and prayer. Come on, get in your mind right now. I want every lady to pray right now for deliverance in the house today. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we bless your name today. God, we recognize that beside thee, there is none other today. God, we come entering into your gates with thanksgiving. We come entering into your courts with praise. But we are thankful that you, God, you gave to bless your name. Oh, Lord, it's good, hallelujah. For your mercy is everlasting. And your truth endureth from all generations. Father, we magnify and extol and exalt and bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we love you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for looking beyond our
faults today.
Thank you for ministering to our needs today.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless your holy name today,
yes.
God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the hand, God, of protection that
yes.
we're upon.
Like
God, we bless you, God, for your angels that watched your word
yes.
last night.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for keeping our children
yes.
today, God. Father, some mother right now, heart is heavy. She came to lay her children on the altar today. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would do something right now. Rest that son and rest that daughter right now, where they are right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God today. That will break the bread of life, Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let your Shekinah glory fall fresh in this place today. We need your deliverance, Father. We need a breakthrough today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Now, God, we come to worship you in spirit and in truth today, God. And we'll be so careful to know that it is not about us, but it is all for your glory, for your honor. We bless you. We love you. We bless you. Lift your hand right now. And I want you to forget about the bills right now. Forget about your spouse or your man or your boo right now. And just step into his presence. There is fullness of joy in his presence. Hallelujah. There is treasures forevermore in his presence. There is peace that passes
yes.
all understanding
in
his presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now I want every lady to start thanking God in advance right now. Hallelujah. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you came here today and you're worried about your past and thinking you ain't holy, you are holy only because God is holy. It's not about your righteousness today. It's not about your righteousness today. It's not about us today. Can you tell your girlfriend, say, it don't matter what you've done. You bless your name. How you know there's something about the name. And you at home here, those of you who want to lay prostrate or just get in his presence. There is a spirit of liberty here. How many know that demons tremble at the name of Jesus? That there is no other name under heaven where we might be saved except the name of Jesus. Every lady, speak his name right now if you're about Jesus. Come on, say his name, Jesus. Come on, say his name again, Jesus. Now that you said it for yourself, say it for somebody else, for Jesus.
There's just something. Yeah. Say, Kirk, come. How can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
So I must be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord.
want the women to hear.
Amen.
Not necessarily what I want to preach, but what you want them to hear.
Amen.
He said, if you would do that,
yeah.
He said, healing would be in the house.
Yeah.
In the book of St. Mark, the 5th chapter, those of you who have a Bible, and I'll try to go fast as I can, the Lord can have his way, so our teachers can get to their classes. Those of you who have your Bibles, St. Mark, the 5th chapter, starting at verse number 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue by the name of Jairus. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. And I pray thee, if you come to my house and lay hands on her, she may be healed and she may live. And as Jesus was walking with him, many people followed him, and they thronged him, and a certain woman, everybody say a certain woman.
A
certain woman which had an issue of blood for how long? 12 years. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but actually she got worse. But when she heard, of Jesus, came into the press behind him, and she did what? She touched his garment. Going on down, and Jesus immediately in verse 30, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned about into the press and said, what? Who touched me? And all the women, I'm just paraphrasing right now, and everybody that was at the conference, you know how we can talk, come on somebody. And then we began to say, now you know it's too many folk up in here when you be saying that somebody special touched you. He looked around and he said, who has done this thing? And then there was a woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all of the truth. But then a certain woman, which had what? An issue of blood. How long? 12 years. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood. How long? 12 years. Turn to your neighbor right next to you and tell your neighbor, thank God.
Thank God.
It didn't kill me.
It didn't kill me.
Yeah.
Well, year number 7, she's still believing, and go to another.
always can knock you down. Somebody say illustration purposes only. See, I have to do that because I know how we love to talk. We'll get a story, we'll get it all bent out of shape. I'm trying to get to Jesus. Everybody says she's trying to get to Jesus. And here's a woman that we used to hang together out there in the world. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My elevation girl. She don't want me up in the church. Come on, somebody. Because she's scared that when I get up in there, I'm going to tell them everything that we know used to do. And so she meets me at the door, asks me what I'm doing here, and I say, I'm trying to get to Jesus. And she's pushing me, and I'm trying. Are y'all listening to me? And I'm trying to get to Jesus. But guess what? Someone, you got to learn how to go around. Thank you.
You ain't going home
although the passage in the house is two women in here. Either they're alcoholics or their husbands are alcoholics. And you got to step past pride to get down here to this anointing. If it's your husband, you might think, don't nobody know that. But God knows. You can take this same anointing back to the house. God, that spirit,
y'all got so much pride. Cause pride won't let you get up, see? Y'all begin to clap.
Yeah.